Blog Talk Radio.
Young man, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why
I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts, why.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts, why.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
Gotta crank up a little bit. Shay Gang of Prayers, nigga. Got my Ray Bans on. You already know how it is. Fuck you mean this ain't no hit. Buff the chub, nigga, burst. Let's go.
Fuck you mean, my team don't go. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean, these beats ain't cold. Fresco beats mode. Fuck you mean, we ain't them niggas. Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean, fuck you mean. Fuck you mean, fuck you mean. My team don't go. Bring it to your dope, fuck you man. These beats ain't cold, fresh on beast mode. Fuck you man, we ain't them niggas. Who fucking with us? Fuck you man, fuck you man. Fuck you man, fuck you man.
We ain't working. I bust the clock by any means. This shit ain't working, I'm to the block. Fuck you man, this shit ain't fire. Use a lie on my word. I'm helicopter, can't get no higher. Fuck you mean we ain't got it. All I know is go get it. You could be broke if you want, but that shit there I ain't with it. I stay on my pivot, posted up in the paint.
Fuck you mean I ain't shoot. Pop them at point blank range.
Fuck you mean my team don't go. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean these beats ain't cold. Fresco beast mode. Fuck you mean we ain't them niggas. Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean. My team don't go. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean these beats ain't cold. Fresh old beast mode, fuck you man. Yeah. We ain't them niggas.
We out
who fucking with us?
Let's
fuck
go.
You man.
Shame
yeah.
Game.
Fuck you
man. Nigga.
Fuck yeah. You man. Fuck you man.
I'll give you 1,000 steady piling. Me and my young niggas, we straight beef wildin'.
Wow.
Do you see me smiling, styling? All of my hands are all black like
let's
the race,
go.
But I stay in blue and gold like a motherfucker face. A nigga look so good, your bitch wanna taste him. Little face, I'm a 100-ounce squad chaser. Beat her up, knock her down. Rap face with a dick, made her tap out. 100 pounds of that shit, what you got now? Still got a couple bricks if you in town. I said, beat her up, knock her down. Rap face with a dick, made her tap out. 100 pounds of that shit, what you got now? Still got a couple bricks if you in town.
Nigga, fuck you, man. My thing don't go. Bring it to
yeah.
Your dope. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
These beats ain't cold. Fresco beats mode. Fuck you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out
who fucking with us? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
My team don't go.
Yeah.
Bring it to
yeah.
Your dope. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
These beats ain't cold.
Yeah.
Fresco beats mode. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
We ain't them niggas.
We out
who fucking with us?
Let's
fuck
go.
You mean?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean?
Yeah. What they talk
fuck
about?
You mean?
What the fuck,
fuck
you mean?
Mean?
I'm still on my grind. Still chasing my dream, what the fuck you mean? Still packing that iron, with a whole 16 and the whip so clean. That your bitch say iron, trying to get on my team. Have to tell the bitch, hold up, wait, let the dough up. Bitch bounce like spring, I'm a P.I. and she knows
she
that.
Knows.
Real talk, I show that. Teamed up with my old cat, so we can rap and bring the whole mo back.
You know.
FYI, we them guys, that's no lie, so respect
you
my team. Young Birdie don't kill shit, you a damn lie, what the fuck you
fuck
mean?
You mean? My team don't joke. Bring it to
yeah.
Your dope. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
These beats ain't cold. Fresco beats mode. Fuck you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out
who
here.
Fucking with us? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
My team don't go.
Yeah.
Bring it to
yeah.
Your dope. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
These beats ain't cold.
Yeah.
Fresco beats mode. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
We ain't them niggas.
We out
who
here.
Fucking with us?
Let's
fuck
go.
You mean?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Block, boy.
Work.
You know they say sharing is caring, baby. Show us how much you care about us. Get in.
Work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Touch me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play,
work.
Kid and play,
work.
This
what we
play.
Do, nigga.
We tag
watch
team them hoes.
Kid
and play.
From the first time that
I met her, I knew that I was gon' sex her.
But will she let the crew hear?
I guarantee she gon' let her. See, baby girl, a go-getter. And she know I'm getting that cheddar.
Uh-huh.
Plus, when it come to real niggas, ain't nobody here better.
Nah.
So I gonna do what I do best.
Yeah.
Sent the whistle with you text.
Yeah.
You fine as hell and you cute, yes.
Yeah.
But is you down with that group?
Yeah.
She say she got that deep throat and her juice box get too wet.
Mm.
And now I'm dancing in that pussy. Bitch, check out my two-step.
Woo.
You know the way that my crew rap. We fuck a bitch in your hoop next. So gonna bring your girl through. We share her like we share you. Don't care about your hairdo.
Nah.
Don't care about your makeup.
Nah.
Cause once you at my house party, all we do is straight fuck. You won't be around when I wake up.
Nah.
No girlfriends and no date stuff.
Nah.
And them double D's and them A cups. We take them all to they straight fuck. Won't be around when I wake up.
Nah.
No girlfriend and no day stuff.
Nah.
And them double D's to them A cups. We take them all, they straight flush.
Yo,
work. My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, trying to fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Work.
Kid and play.
Yeah.
Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kid and play.
Work.
Getting played.
Work.
Getting played.
Yeah.
Honey tagged in them hoes.
What?
Getting played.
Bought me one of them hood hoes. Yeah, you know what I'm good for. I'm the bait. Reel her in, then get her gone on that good smoke. She think I'm fly, she say I'm cute. I crack a smile, I say you too. We drinking, we smoking. Next thing you know, that booty loose. I chew the cakes back to the face. Ran through that hoe, shit relay race. I'm Road Dogg and that's Billy Guns. If you a freak, bitch, give me some. We turned up, we having fun. Broke niggas ain't having none. We turned up, having fun. Broke niggas ain't having none. Kick your heels 2 times, then you get it played. Money get you any pussy, fuck what bitches say. I got a pocket full of guap, she got a Section 8. She be a fool not to let a nigga penetrate.
Work, work,
her booty sponsored by Nerf. I give a dick till she squirt, I give a dick till she jerk. She give me head till I burst, then give my homie the same thing. It's an invite to them biz nights, come try that block boy gang bang.
Work.
My niggas ain't shit, that what these bitches say.
Work.
Met her last night, tryna fuck that bitch today.
Work.
She ain't talking pussy.
Work.
Don't look a nigga way.
Work.
We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kidding play.
Work.
Kidding play.
Work.
Kidding play.
Yeah.
Me dancing in that pussy.
That pussy.
Kidding play.
Work.
Kidding play.
Work.
Kidding play.
Work.
Yeah. We tag team them hoes.
Ooh.
Kidding play.
Work.
Alrighty, welcome to Global Pussy. The Crack goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. Had to open up with a couple of independent joints, open up with the Young Main, of course, with the intro. Then had to go ahead and drop a couple of new tracks for you guys because it is live unsigned night. Host Onyx254 and Golden Fleece on the line. What's good?
Yes, yes, another Wednesday unsigned artist night. Checking out that new material, man. You know, we always love to do that. See what the new up and comers are coming with. You know what I mean? See if we could get somebody rocking on some other radio stations and meeting some other people. You know what I'm saying? So I always love Unsigned Artist Night, man. It's always good to hear what people coming with.
Most definitely. And I have to say, once again, it came right around the corner that quick.
Man,
definitely.
You hear my
doing
voice.
A lot.
You hear my voice right now, man.
Long I need you to pep it up a little bit. I definitely
Long
need you to pep it
day.
Up. Keep me pepped up. And I'm excited, though, because I get to listen to the new records and talk to the new unsigned people, and they've been tweeting and promoting. So shout out to all of you artists that are tweeting and promoting, doing your thing. That's what you're supposed to do. You're doing your thing. That's what you do as an artist. So everybody that's tuned in and listening, make sure you call 760-913-4119 and show your support for these artists, because it's not easy doing the right thing, but they're doing it. So shout out to them. And speaking of that, then you can let them know how they can be considered. A lot of them are hitting me up after letting them know it's Unsigned Night. So you can do that. That'd be great.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know you can always hit us up on our social networks. You can hit us up on the Twitter direct message. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I am The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. Hit us up with a direct message there, or you can find us on global14.com. You can private message us on there. Onyx is Onyx254. On, just Onyx on Global 14, excuse me, that was the Twitter.
You're right.
You know what? You know why
it's
I'm getting mixed up?
Joint.
Because now we started adding Instagrams too. So,
yeah,
but it's
Onyx254 right.
across the board. And I know, because my change is on Global 14. I'm just Golden Fleece on Global14.com.
Yeah.
So you can hit us up on our private messages, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, always say, if you don't listen every week, don't just send us your song. Tell us what you're dealing with, what project you got going on. You doing an EP? You doing a mixtape? You doing 3 singles? What are you doing? So we can help promote it the right way. We don't just want to say, hey, this is this person's song. Nah, this is this person. They from St. Louis or they from, you know, Atlanta, and they got this going on. Look out for their EP called so-and-so. We just want to make sure we get everybody that's listening the right information on what you got going on. So hit us up on there, or you can hit us up at g14thecut@gmail.com. We get everything through our email. So I know a lot of people hyped after the BET Awards. I talked to a few people.
Yes.
And I'm going to be on there next year, man. That's going to be me on there next year.
That's,
you know,
inspiration.
Everybody says that. So it's always good to have an unsigned night, an unsigned artist night after something like that. You
yeah,
know what
that's
I'm saying?
Crazy.
So,
I didn't even realize that we did it like that, because sometimes, you know, we'll do just a review on that actual show. And I'm glad we're not doing that, because I did not watch the show last night. I hate to say that I missed the BET Hip Hop Awards because I was so busy doing other projects and ventures. But, you know, with BET, I'm going to get a chance to see it again. And I heard that the Cyphers were crazy, as always,
Cyphers,
so I wanted
dope
to make sure. I wanted you to go ahead and give the shout outs and give credit where it's due, because, you know, I'm probably rocking with what you say anyway.
Well,
I just haven't had an opportunity
right
to watch
now
any.
I'll tell you what, funny thing about the awards is it's an award show, but you only see them hand out like one award. Like, for real,
right.
Like, I think there was really, literally, probably one award given last night at the BET Awards. But
that's what
then,
I heard,
you know,
like maybe one or two.
Yeah,
even
at least one.
That's
nothing over two. I can't even remember the second one. I remember the first one, but I can't remember the second one. But two, because MC Light. So
okay, yeah,
MC
and they
Light,
did a tribute.
And then
okay,
I think Kendrick, 2 Chainz, and ASAP Rocky for their collaboration. But
okay,
so let me shout these people out. Big shout
okay
out to Kendrick Lamar, because he
of
murdered
course
that Cypher verse. I mean, you could tell this
okay
kid is just ready for anybody to come at him. He's in full battle mode. So anybody wanted, Kendrick ready to give it. Matter of fact, the whole TDE, the whole Top Dog Entertainment is like, yo, we the top crew in rap now. So you want that crown, you got to come see us. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Top Dog. ASAP Rocky's camp, they did their cypher. It was kind of interesting because I never seen a cypher with a hook, and they actually had a hook on theirs, you know what I'm saying? So that was pretty interesting what they did with that. They didn't just rhyme. They actually had a hook to theirs.
What was
John
that? Who
Connor,
had a hook on their cypher?
ASAP
Who
Rocky's
had a hook
crew
on the cypher?
ASAP.
Oh, wow. Okay,
the
so
ASAP
they came
crew
with like a,
yeah,
a song type.
Exactly.
Type
it was
deal
like a song
okay
type
that's
joint,
dope.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Okay.
The shout out to John Connor, who has just been signed to Dr. Dre, and he actually announced that in his verse on the cypher. So he basically
okay
told the world that I'm signed to Aftermath by Dr. Dre now. So shout out to him.
Okay.
Shout out Lil Kim. You know what I'm saying? Lil Kim stepped out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always
Queen
good to hear
B
Lil Kim rap. You know, I'm always a Queen B fan. So when Lil
Queen
Kim
B
rap, I'm
okay.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Queen B. Actually, another female that is doing her thing right now is Rhapsody. Shout out to Rhapsody. She from the Ninth Wonder Camp, and she actually represented it on the cypher as well. And you have Slaughterhouse, which is, you know, all lyrical dudes. They got out there and did their thing. Really, pretty
mm-hmm
much the highlight of the cyphers to me was Kendrick Lamar. You know, I think he really is just letting people know, like, yo, I'm the man. But the funny thing
mm-hmm
was, right after his cypher, French Montana came with I Ain't Worried About Nothing. And Diddy
oh my God
put the
I love
crown
that
on. Diddy put the crown on. He had somebody bring a crown with the king's crown out, put that on his head, like,
what?
Nah, I'm the king, nigga. You know what I'm
yeah
saying?
Yeah,
so
of course.
Kinda,
of
yeah,
course he
so
had
kinda
to show out. I think.
Oh, you know he had to show out. You know he had to
you know what's
out
so crazy about that? Diddy, I hate, you know, these high-profile dudes, Diddy, your JDs, because he is among that caliber, your Dr. Dre's, even your Snoop Dogg, because he was hosting a show this year, but your Jay-Z's and whatnot, they don't always get to touch down to these joints. So for Diddy to step out and touch down, you know he wanted to show out. So that doesn't surprise me at all that he would do that. I probably would have been like, what? Did Diddy just pull a little quick move? But, hey, I love the entertainment. I love that part of the hip-hop. I love that aspect. So, okay, shout
yeah
out.
He
how did
hit
Snoop do?
Well, you know, Snoop, you know,
he was laid
about
back
Snoop
with it.
Exactly. That's what I love about Snoop. It ain't even going to really be no Snoop did a bad. Snoop don't
turning
really
up
care.
Right.
He was probably high.
He don't
shit
care.
Yeah, he has glasses on. And he always has funny skits. You know, Snoop ain't scared to put on, like, a little wig or do something crazy. So he had a skit about the butler that was funny to me. You know, him and Kevin Hart had a little skit. But, you know, Snoop is Snoop. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much going to do his style. So Snoop did his job. But as far as the music awards as a whole, people that came to see the best songs of the year, you know, they got to see them. So, you know, shout out to everybody that got to perform and do their thing.
Most definitely. And like I said, and even though I didn't get to watch the actual ciphers and catch the whole shebang, I did get to know who picked up some joints and who won some awards, even though they only, you know, visually, physically handed two over during the whole ordeal. But shout out to the homie Drake for putting it down. Kendrick and Lamar and Drake is pretty much the names I heard throughout the entire thing, as well as Jay-Z winning Hustler of the Year, of course, especially when he put out the, you know, Holy Grail and changed history up real quick with hip-hop. And Kendrick Lamar put a shake in the industry not too long ago and still is. So all of these people deserved it, Drake doing his thing. So I was really excited to hear. I actually went and voted. I never do these things, but I actually went and picked, like, Viewer's Choice or whatever, and I believe the one that I picked won. Might have been Problems or Started from the Bottom. I can't remember which one it was, but I definitely took the time to go do that. And I heard J. Cole's name mentioned a lot. Did he take home anything?
I didn't see J. Cole take home anything.
Well, of course,
I didn't read J. Cole take home anything. I think Drama took home DJ of the Year, though. DJ Drama did.
Okay. That suits him pretty well then. All right, well, that's what's up. Shout out to Hip Hop BET Awards. And then, you know what, we did all this and we didn't even say what it is that we do here on Wednesday nights. This is Jermaine the Please, Global14.com, and we're bringing, that's how we're, you know, broadcasting to you tonight, courtesy of Global14.com, so make sure you do go to that website. How about Jermaine Dupree? He's now managing Mariah Carey. We said that last week, so shout out to him and all his new ventures and projects. We can't wait for our new ventures and projects, and that's just what it is. What else did we need to announce? Oh, last week also, one of our callers did get her opportunity to meet Mint Condition. She called in, wanted an autograph CD, and we arranged for her to meet them in person, a live personal meet and greet. She got her CD signed, picture, all of that. So shout out to Tasha for getting that opportunity
that's so dope,
here on Global 14 The Cut.
That's so dope, man. She posted the pictures on Twitter, Instagram, her backstage, you know what I'm saying? And she's very excited, man. You know, we talked about it on Instagram and everything. So shout out Tasha, man. So happy that she got to meet those dudes. She said she had a blast. And, yeah, that happened right here. So you never know what could happen when you tune in, listen, spend
right.
a Wednesday with us.
That's right. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to do something special. I never, for everybody that's listening, I am also a Golden Managers production team. We wear several hats, and I'm also a singer-songwriter. I'm looking to work. We're always looking to work, so you guys can hit us up about that. It's going to cost you a little something-something, but you can definitely hit us up, and we'd be more than happy to work with you and, you know, see what we can do. We're going to have a couple of advertisements and projects coming up here soon, shortly, so just stay tuned for that. I do want to tonight, and tonight, because it's Unsigned Night and Indie Night and all of that, I want to be able to premiere one of my joints that I'm featured on, actually. Me and two other female vocalists and a male vocalist, we did a record. I touched down in Texas, knocked this out in about two takes, and here we are. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing to do, but I was moving and ripping and running. But I want you guys to hear this record and give me feedback, because I give you feedback, you give me feedback. So at Onyx 254, Golden, did you have anything you're going to shoot over for garments? Or did
we
have anything for garments?
We had a joint we always jump in the studio and do joints. So we got a joint called What the Fuck You Thought. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm going to shoot that over to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's do that.
And we can play my artist Flash Garments, What the Fuck You Thought. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, man. A lot of DJs out here loving it right now. You know what I'm saying? We've been just testing it at different parties, different clubs, and getting a great response from it. So we'll rock that tonight, too.
That's right. We're going to go ahead and get our plugs in. And you know, and I hate to do this, but while we have your attention, before you guys ride out, also we had an opportunity to touch down to a couple of music conferences, and I would like for you guys to vote for me to have Media Internet Hustler of the Year representing me and my homie Golden for the SCA Awards. So if you Google Southern Entertainment Awards, you can definitely see the ballot. I'm on that joint, Onyx, Queen of Kaleen. You can vote for me there. And then tonight I'm going to be on the radio with DJ Chill Houston, DJ Chill out of Houston, Texas, on 90.1 FM. So Houston, Texas, and surrounding areas, I will be on Damage Control tonight, and I'm going to make a special announcement. So, yes, just lots of fun and lots of plugs. Yes, you can see we are working. We're always working. It doesn't stop. Golden was just at a concert with Nas in Florida. He's always doing fun stuff. So, yeah, we're working.
The grind don't
stop.
Who
else is working?
The grind don't stop. You know, the funny thing about it is everything is paying off so lovely right now. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
That, you know, we're going to be announcing a few different things. I'm actually now – we had this DJ on our show before. He was finalist in Master of the Mix and also – on VH1's Master of the Mix, and also 2010 Red Bull Champion, sponsored by Smirnoff, Diageo, Red Bull, just a bunch of different accolades. And his name is DJ M Squared. I'm actually booking for M Squared and helping with his management, his team. Man, we working really hard, and man, we got something lined up with Vegas right now that we really, really, really are excited about. So everybody, just make sure you tune in and check the cut, because you're going to be hearing different things on where we are. So if you're listening from Vegas, you're listening from New York, you're listening from this and that, you're going to find me and Onyx floating around in a lot of different places, you know what I'm saying? So definitely keep up with us, because there's a lot going on right now. But, yeah, man, we excited about that, man. And we're going to have some new music from him, too, because, you know, he remixing a lot of these different songs. I actually shout out Mick Boogie that tweeted out his remix that he did the other day, man. A lot of people showing real love right now, man. So
that's right.
The grind
that's
don't stop.
Right.
Anybody that's out there doing this entertainment thing, just understand you want to stay parallel. You don't want to get outside yourself, but you want to have few things you're doing and that you're good at doing. You know what I'm saying? Because they will all help in your journey on to getting your beats placed or getting your songs played and different things like that. You know what I'm saying? So never be one-dimensional in this business. Always know a few things that you could do to help somebody else, because when you help somebody else, that'll come back to you.
Most definitely. That was some awesome advice. So you guys, like I said, we never get a chance to really plug in fully what we got going on, but it's critical that we make these announcements tonight. So we want you guys to be aware and to network with us and link up with us and whatnot. Let's go ahead and get to this first record. I want you guys to really ease into the unsigned artist. This is actually Toreka with Play Dumb. She was a surprise guest on our show not too long ago with DJ Corrupt, Fleet DJ. So I want you guys to listen to this record. Give feedback if you like. 760-913-4119. Toreka was the girl that did the Sick of Being Lonely hook on Phil Mobb's record. I know y'all remember that joint. It was one of the best. Was it the 90s? I think it was the 90s. Late 90s, early 2000s, something like that. So,
yeah, I think
listen to this record.
Early
2000s. I know I'm taking it back too far. Yeah, it was a huge deal. So this is Toreka with her single. She's back out with Play Dumb, Global 14 The Cut.
But I know. I see him watching me from afar. And he can't help it because he knows I'm a star. He can buy me everything they sell at the bar. It won't be that easy just to get to my heart. All I know his type, get everything he likes. But baby, not tonight.
ready to talk about Play Dumb. No review needed for that. We just wanted to, since we had your ear, go ahead and throw that to you. We're going to go ahead and get right into the unsigned, the first artist we have coming up. I think we have two joints from him, and I definitely don't mind that we do that because we don't have too many records to play. Sometimes we end up doing like 15 to 20, so tonight's going to be a very chill, perfect night. We can play him in full and do a good review. So this is The Deputy, Throw It Back, featuring Bizarre of D12. Remember the group, D12, Eminem's group?
Yeah, yep, yeah. Bizarre's crazy as shit, man. I met him once. That dude is nuts, man. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be a crazy record right here because he'll say anything on the record.
Well, let's go ahead and drop this joint. Then this is The Deputy. He's from Fort Worth, Texas. Throw It Back, featuring Bizarre of D12.
Deputy. Hold up.
Throw it back, throw it back. Lord, I'm...
Look, y'all know I don't do this shit, but I do this shit. Big bitch, nigga, please, I don't love her, that's ludicrous. So true it is, I'm doing me, goddammit. Thick makeup, flow, cosmetics. My queen do whatever the king said. Like 15 in Spanish, Johnny outstanding. I just be watching hoes, drop it low, mop the flow. Got me saying that the face and hips, looking good as steak and strip. So she know I'm tryna pop it, though, be like, go, girl. Make it shake, they get silent when you vibrate. They feel like outside is these bitches behind you, they all trash. Let's make real nigga, too trill nigga. Walk up on her like what it do. She in a jump off, that's what you call a ledge. Say she down there from LSU. She gon' bust if I tell her to. She gon' fuck if I tell her to. Do everything accordingly. Don't get attached, keep it in bill of cool. Shake that for a real nigga. Twerk that for a real nigga. Pop that for a real nigga. Work that for a real nigga. Shake that for a real nigga. Twerk that for a real nigga. Pop that for a real nigga. Work that for real nigga. She throw it back, 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 she throw it back.
Cold genius Sprite, I'm leaning. $5,000 watch, I'm gleaming. We winning, y'all some fucking bums. I'm at the strip club, throwing all loose ones. Mexican bitch, I call her Freaky Ashley. She like to lick ass, she's so nasty. Bitch, take off all your clothes. Lap dance till the fucking club close. Drop it, pop it, let it go. Up and down, all on the stripper pole. I got drink, I got smoke. Here's 500, pay your fucking car note.
Shake that for a real nigga. Twerk that for a real nigga. Pop that for a real nigga. Work that for a real nigga. Shake that for a real nigga. Twerk that for a real nigga. Pop that for a real nigga. Work that for a real nigga. She throw it back, she throw it back, she throw it back, she throw it back, she throw it back. She throw it back, 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 she throw it back.
Like Johnny, ain't you a star? Can I ride passenger in your car? Should it be thick as hell? Fuck me as well. Give a D at 12, that's bizarre. Walk in and they on us. These hoes don't even know us. Popping bands with my brothers.
What?
And bitches asking they Jonas. No chest, but a David Sternum.
Yeah.
Going vegetables when I turn up.
Hold up.
I make it rain, I'm finna spray. Get out my Hemingway, I'm no earner. Me and three bitches, that's a foursome.
Oh.
They wanna twerk, I don't force them.
Oh.
I'm blowing racks,
hey.
I'm throwing racks.
Hey.
Got more racks than Nordstrom. So.
Shake that for a real nigga.
Yeah.
Twerk that for a real nigga. Pop that for a real nigga.
Woo.
Work that for a real nigga. Shake that for a real nigga. Twerk that for a real nigga.
Yeah.
Pop that for a real nigga. Work that for a real nigga. She throw it back, 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 she throw it back.
Hold up. Well, 14 to cut, that was The Deputy with Throw It Back featuring Bazaar of D12, Eminem's group back in the day. So I had the confession, well, not confession, but I already heard this record, so but we definitely had to get it in before we just throw it in rotation. That's how we do things here. So I just want to let you go ahead and have the mic, homie, and give your feedback, and then I'll say what I think as well.
Oh man, I like some verses, man. I think Son is a slick rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like I was hearing him say things in that joint, and especially with his cadences, you know what I'm saying? And just adding little dope you know, metaphors and things in there, you know, using Bazaar name, using D12 name. It was a lot of little slick lines in there. And it's always good when a rapper, even on a simple song, could throw something in there that shows people that, you know what I'm saying, he thinks when he rights, you know what I'm saying? Like I love to hear the simple records that get the girls popping the ass. Who don't like to see that? You know what I'm saying? That's great. But then also, you know what I'm saying, when you know artistry, you know music, you hear when niggas put a little effort into making something where somebody could be like, oh shit, okay. You know what I'm saying? I hear what he said right there. Okay. So I liked when he did that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just straight simple. He did throw lyricism in there. Did make you think about some lines in there. So I really like that. So it's dope. And you know, the funny thing is it has all the elements of today's records. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a pattern now on these hooks where it's so repetitive as far as the hook is concerned. You know, whether it's I was in the club the other day. They was talking about the Ocho Cinco record for French Montana came on like two times, and it was like Ocho Cinco, anything with somebody's name, you know what I'm saying? They say it a bunch of times, you know what I'm saying? After they say a little bit of a hook, and then it's somebody's shit a bunch of times. So, you know, it's the same element, but throw it back. But when I'm listening to the throw it back part, I'm imagining a chick dancing to this shit. So now it's even better because, you know,
it's
she's throwing it back
right.
harder. Every time he says she throw it back, you know, she going even crazier with that shit. So
my visual
to this song made me like it even more, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the deputy and crazy ass Bazaar. That nigga get on the record and say anything. So, you know, shout out D12, recipes to proof, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Was fans of those cats, man. They brought a lot of good lighthearted records to the game when they was out, you know what I'm saying? And even though where they from ain't nothing sweet, you know what I'm saying? But they always
had that
charisma. They always had that, you know, charisma, you know, Eminem as well. You know what I'm saying? Those guys are always fun guys to hear rap, but you know what I'm saying? They definitely take their craft seriously. So just hearing Bazaar, you know, because I haven't heard anybody from D12 in a minute. I know one of them is a major producer. He produces on a lot of people's joints, Mr. Porter, but other than that, rapping, I really haven't heard too many of them keeping that going. So shout out to Bazaar for jumping on this track with the deputy.
You know, and it was such a dope feature, and I just want to chime in on that, because like I said, I heard the record, and I'm like, I love this joint, and I knew that this would be something the women, the ladies, everybody would love this joint, get in the club, getting it, you know, at work. I'm listening on this end, I'm doing a little bounce, and I'm just like, I'm excited. I really like that record. You can work out to it, you can dance to it, you can just do your thing, and I really like the fact that he went out the box and got this dude Bazaar. Like, who would have even thought, like, to put him, this is one of those joints where you hadn't heard from Bazaar and you would actually, like, be excited that he's back because of this record, you know? If Bazaar would have did a record by himself, I'm not saying that we wouldn't have been excited, but this is just one of those records where you're like, oh my God, he's back and he's dope and he's back on the scene, this is hot. So it's always dope when you have an unknown indie artist that can bring a well-known artist back to the forefront. So I thought that was pretty dope on his end to do that. So shout out the deputy. We got that in the queue. We have another record that they're actually sending over that we're going to get that played tonight. We have time for that, you know. We got time for that. So we'll bring that other record in, and that's what we're going to do. So this next joint is actually from Candace. I love when we have the females. Yay. And this record she sent to, we may have time for two. I'm not sure if we'll have time for two because I didn't get them both up there. You know, we are going to get her one of her records in tonight, so we need to do that. And then, again, everybody that's listening, global14.com is the website, so make sure you go over there, sign up, and follow us on there as well. You can also join some networking groups and post your music in there and get some feedback. But here is where we're going to do the review to see if your music is going to make it into the queue, and we'll go from there. And I've got to get that pulled up. I don't know why I have it in here. I do. I promise I have that record in here. I just, when I name these joints, I try to make sure I get them just right. She's got two or three. Well, I tell you what, Golden. I may not
be
getting
it. Is it not playing
right
in the
now.
Queue? Is it not coming up in the queue?
I don't see it coming up just yet. And that's too bad. I really wanted to play that next. I wanted to play a female record next. I'm going to get that in, but I'm not going to do it right now. Instead, we're going to go ahead and do an R&B joint, and this comes from, his name is Pierre, and it is called She. And this joint is nice, so I want you guys to check this out. Let us know what you think. Go before Team the Cut. Already Global 14 to Cut. That was Pierre with She. We ain't finna have no issues tonight. I'm not even feeling it. Not even gonna go there with them tonight with the broadcast. But how did you feel about that record, homie?
Oh, man, that joint just brought me to a nice little coffee house or something, you know what I'm saying? Just, I felt like I was in one of them little joints where, you know, somebody might get up and do poetry, you know what I'm saying? Then a band might play, you know what I'm saying? That definitely put me in that vibe, like one of them joints where somebody does poetry, you start snapping your fingers after it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, remind me of, like, Dwelle, you know what I'm saying? Real melodic, you know, smooth, you know what I'm saying? I like the joints had the jazzy feel to it, you know what I'm saying? I definitely think that, you know, what's that other dude, man? Eric Robeson type feel, you know, Dwelle, Eric Robeson type feel, something like that, man. But I always like to hear shit like that, man, because, you know, there's a struggle in music, you know what I'm saying, where the balance isn't too much there, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you got to go to a certain place to hear music like this, or you got to go to a certain place to hear music like that, but on the radio it's just no balance, you know what I'm saying? So it's always refreshing to hear something different, you know what I'm saying? And that to me is more in the vein of the Dwelle's, the Eric Robesons, you know what I'm saying? That nice, smooth jazz R&B, you know, I don't want to say neo-soul, you know what I'm saying? I think people took that shit and ran with that term too much, you know what I'm saying?
They have.
But just,
really
but
has.
just some smooth. That was a smooth joint. It was dope.
Not most definitely. I really enjoyed the production on that record. I think that's a perfect way to come out. It's real mellow, like you said, the coffee shop. That was a dope way to put it. Poetry, like he really reminds me of a D'Angelo. You know what I mean? Laid back, smooth tone, just, you know, not doing too much coming on there, but doing enough to where you know he is capable vocal-wise. He showed a little bit of a range. It was perfect. I really didn't there wasn't anything about that record that I didn't like. And I know for sure that he's in Atlanta, located in Atlanta, by the way, because we didn't say where he was from. And I know that his management and him are working hard to, you know, push forward and move out. So he actually has a project right now. And so he's doing something. So this is a perfect opportunity to get that music out there and introduce himself to people and let them know what he has. So I encourage his management. Yeah, and what I want to say is I encourage his management, for everybody that's listening tonight, I encourage his management to take him to go ahead and look for those opening. He's ready to go ahead and do those opening acts. As long as his performance is strong, he can go and do those opening acts for some of these artists, your Genuines and, you know, obviously, you're not going to touch the Usher Arena anytime soon at this point. Hey, we never know. But you can definitely look for your tank, try to open up for your tanks and your R&B. It's time to do some opening acts for those larger artists that you can get your fans in. Because I think that he'll get quite a bit of a fan base. Like you said, the neo-soul term, everybody kind of just, that's just, I don't even know what neo-soul is anymore. So, but that
well, you
was
know,
perfect,
also.
So.
Also, fam, you know, artists like that need to find a venue in their local city or wherever they're at and build their own show. You feel me? Like that artist seems like that he would be rocking with a band. He would be doing his thing stage. So, you know, what happens is, you know, and this is just an idea for any artist like this, man. There's certain cities that I go to that they'll have somebody that you know, plays different songs that other people have already made. You know what I'm saying? They'll do cover songs and
cover
things like
that.
But they'll also do their originals. And the night is centered around the band. Like, somebody else may come up and rock with that same band. You know what I'm saying? But they started that night. You feel what I'm saying? So now they're building a fan base every weekend by people coming in to see those type of bands or those type of R&B artists. I really feel that people should start doing that more, because if you see your fan base growing, that means that you're generating interest around your city. So whoever steps into that city from a label or from somewhere else, you know what I'm saying, that may want a deal or be looking for a new artist, well, then boom. You also got your whole venue that you built from scratch. The reason why I'm saying this, I was talking to somebody last week. They got the same type of feel that, you know, they got an all-girl band. They're about to start doing their thing, and they're like, yo, listen, I'm starting my own. I stepped to this club, you know, this club owner. I told him, yo, if I can get a Friday night here, start it with my band and just keep growing, can you give me a chance? And she got her chance, you know what I'm saying? What mm-hmm. she does with it from here, that's you know, going to be on her. But now she has an opportunity to make that her house every mm-hmm. Friday. And you'll be surprised that when you incorporate other people in the city and let them mm-hmm. come on stage and do that thing too, but it's centered around you, that you gain that fan base. And, you know, they mm-hmm. people are selling CDs at these shows and getting their little money up. So that song that I heard right there reminds me of somebody that should start their own mm-hmm. night somewhere and mm-hmm. build their fan base, because I'm not sure if he rocks with a band or not, but it sounds like he could or he does.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does, I would go that route, definitely. Pretty soon, and, you know, that route, they'll be calling you to open up for them. People will reach out and be like, yo, can you open up for so-and-so? We coming to your city.
That's right. And you know what? That's so crazy is I actually, you know, I'm so glad that you said that, and I hope his management is listening, because that was one of the things that I pointed out too, and also mentioned his online presence, so that when we on the cut, we say, hey, you know, if somebody's asking about who's, you know, artists that they can have to feature on their in the venues and in these club nights, that we could say, check out this dude, and that the online presence, you don't have to have an, you know, 100K followers, but to have some type of presence to where you're engaging, you're trying to build a fan base, and that's exactly what I had encouraged him to do. So I'm excited tonight, because when we tweeted that he was going to be on the show, he tweeted right back. So that let me know that they were receptive to the feedback, and that they took that and said, you know what, This could help us, and they, you know, here they are now. So they're tweeting and they're on board. His manager called to say shout out and thank you. So shout out to them. It's nothing to get you guys on. We're just glad to see that work and that progress. So that online presence is very important. Just so everybody knows, you do have to engage, not spam, but you do have to engage with people. So that's part of the building process.
Indeed,
so.
Indeed.
Thank you. I'm thank you, homie. As
no
always.
Doubt, no doubt, you know. I like that type of artist, I know how that could start, man. You know what I'm saying? Those things start like plays start sometimes, you know, when people
mm-hmm.
find a small playhouse and next thing you know, they in a bigger venue because everybody just start coming to see that play, you know what I'm saying? I always encourage anybody that rocks with a band or something like that, hey, man, go find a venue and see. That's a test. You're going to put your music
mm-hmm.
out there, you're testing your music. Well, test to see if people will come see you, even if it's not every
mm-hmm.
week, bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
See who will come
mm-hmm.
in the door and they want to see you sing and they want to see you do this. Do you have it? You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, that's a big test. If you can pass that test where you at, you're pretty much on your way.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well, we can go ahead and get into that. That was great, and I hope that everybody that I know they're listening because they're tweeting and DMing and whatnot. So shout out to everybody listening, and shout out to everybody that's sending in their records and whatnot. So this next artist, I said I wanted to get the females in here, and I do. This is Candace. Now they both ready to go and play. I got Candace's record coming up here, Global 14 The Cut, and she is tweeting, so shout out to She Is Hip Hop, that's her Twitter. We're going to get all the Twitters out there, you guys, so you can make sure you follow these artists and get their new record. So here is Candace.
Take love to come and be back. Came to riches from rags. up. Some more hard never time to check up. Hit me a gun, that's who the trap was. Not used to having nothing, no lies. No wonder why we act dumb. Started at the bottom. Came out on top. So I know what's real. And I know what's not. They beg for deal. I sit and plot. Invest in myself. Look, I just tripled my stock. Dream it, believe it, achieve it. I want it, I need it. I smell it, I breathe it, I bleed it, I believe it, believe it. I smell it, my hunger, I feed it, I feel it. Gotta touch it, I need it, I smell it. I breathe it.
They done let the animal up out his cage. It's time to feast now. Haters said I was weak, but they chanting I'm a beast now. I'm boxing niggas out like I'm jumping for that rebound. Y'all heard I run with Dreamhouse? Yeah, that's my team now. Started off with a dream, then I turned it into reality. But y'all mad at me, it's getting sad to see that my accomplishments is y'all tragedy. Shaq told me to get him, so I ran up on him and got him. Got me feeling like I'm Big Papa when they yelling out, who shot you?
I smell success. I dream it, believe it, achieve it. I want it, I need it. I smell success. I breathe it, I bleed it, I believe it, I smell success. My hunger, I feed it, I feel it. Gotta touch it, I need it. I smell success.
Already that glow, congrats, glow for being cut. That was Candace with Success. I guess I'll go ahead and do this because ladies first, you know.
No doubt. Do your thing.
I really love the production on this record. The only thing, let me say what I love about the record. I really love the hook too. I think this is one of those hooks where you could hear Future on the remix, and you could mix in a record with Future. Anytime you could mix in, it's great to go against the grain and all that, but it's great to have a record that DJs can actually mix in and play in the club and throw and introduce your record with familiar music. So I can hear that in the mix between a Future. I can hear that in between a DJ Khaled record because they have those type joints. That was a nice hook. I really love the hook. I couldn't really hear all the verses. Just it could be sometimes when you send records over the email and whatnot, it kind of diminishes the quality of the record. I think you could probably get a better mix on that joint so that we can hear your vocals, not on top of it, but just over the production. Because the verses, the hook was great, but the verses were a little, they were under the beat. So I would like to hear the verses, the vocals raised higher so I could really feel where you're coming from, because I love the hook about smelling success, feeling success, wanting to be successful, and I want to rock with you and rock with that all the way. So the only thing I would say is probably get a better mix on that joint, but the production was solid. Your voice is great. Your flow is flawless, and keep up the great work. Shout out to you. That's all I have.
No doubt. Yeah. First thing I heard was the mix, the track drowns out The vocalist, because it's loud, it's got, you know, the guitar elements, different things in there that, you know, when you have those type of elements in tracks, you definitely got to make sure they mixed in, because they're going to scream out, you know what I'm saying? So if that tone is high on the guitar and, you know, somebody's voice is more monotone on it, you know, that it really is going to drown them out, or, you know, so you can't hear certain words or whatever. But I heard that. Also, I like the hook, what she's saying in the hook. The only thing I would say, if you pushing, like, a song, and I don't know whether they pushing this song out there or not, but for anybody out there that's pushing songs, you know what I'm saying? Like nobody is interested in somebody's story when they first coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody's first coming out, If it's something about their story, it's got to be so catchy that they couldn't deny singing the hook with you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a good hook. But when you're going towards what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, that's more of you hear that on people's albums. Like, we talk about Future a lot. You know what I'm saying? People got really familiar with Future with Racks on Racks from Young Chris, you know what I'm saying? That hook was so clubby and like, yo, who's that dude on this hook? Who's that dude on this song? That's why he stayed around in Young Chris then, you know what I'm saying? Because now he got to follow them big club hits, you know what I'm saying? But then Future will also come with the Tony Montana joint, you know what I'm saying? Something that people are out there relating to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're a street nigga, they like, yo, I push that way too. I'm on some Tony Montana shit too. You know what I'm saying? So being on a producer side of things, like, I always tell somebody, if you're going in and you pushing a song, make sure that it's a song that when they start singing it to themselves, you know what I'm saying, they're singing it out to the world too. You know, like homie's verse in the song, you know what I'm saying? He's like, so-and-so told me I can do it, and, you know, like, nobody knows who so-and-so is. You feel what I'm saying? So if a whole right. crowd is singing that, they're singing about somebody he knows personally and that they don't. You know what I'm saying? Right. But if he was singing about a subject that is a variety of people could sit there and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm projecting this out to the world too without making it so personal, that usually is what helps with singles. But I don't know if that's their single, so I can't apply that to, you know. But if they were pushing mm-hmm. that out there as a single, that's what I'm singing. I'm liking mm-hmm. her hook, because she's like, I'm dreaming. That's something that somebody could say,
we'll sing along
project
with.
To the mm-hmm. world, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. they're saying, hey, this is what I think about myself too. But if you personalize verses and stuff like that, like, you'll see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will just be like, yo, that's a dope song, but it should belong mm-hmm. on the album. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, because you're telling somebody your story. That's the only thing that I thought, like, okay, well, let me ask, oh, is that a single that they pushing out, or mm-hmm. is that just a joint that they got?
And I tell you this, and I'll back up with this. I'm not sure if that's the single, because we have another record, Bombs Away, that I know that she wants to get out there. So we're going to play that one. Like I said, we have time for some people to have two. So we're going to play her Bombs Away record. But I agree with you fully. Like I said, I don't know if it's on my end worse, but I couldn't hear the verses. I really could not hear them.
Yeah, same here. I couldn't.
Okay,
certain parts, like, I think it was certain parts that the instruments came in and kind of drowned the voices out. So I think mm-hmm. it could have been the mix on the joint. But it might be, like you said, an MP3 transfer or something like that, too.
Yeah, it could easily be that. And hopefully we can get a better feel with the Bombs Away record. But you're right on that. It definitely has to be a relatable record, somebody that, you know, make everybody want to jump in and sing along. We can't say that enough and stress that enough to when you're first breaking out. So we're going to go back and revisit that, Candace, and check out that Bombs Away record too. But shout out to you. Like we said, Dope Hook and the production was solid. Crazy
yep.
production. It was
like
crazy.
It.
So, yeah, it was dope. We're going to get into this next record, if I can talk. I'm just having a crazy night tonight with the board. I'm really having a crazy night.
Is it acting
Young
up like
Tech,
that?
It's acting up like that. It is. It's acting up like that. I want to make sure that the records are played in full and it doesn't, you know, mess up or anything. So I'm doing all these extra provisions, but it is what it is. You know, it's the internet-based, so we'll see what happens. So we got Young Tech's up right now with C Notes and Rico the President. It's Hometown Love. Shout out K-Town, Texas. This is Let Them Know. And we're going to drop that now. Go before it's seen the cut.
Cast on the board. Cast on the board.
Let It Go for Tina Cut. That was Young Tex. And that's also featuring two other artists, Notes and Rico the President. I can go ahead and start with that. Is this cool with you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do your thing.
You say? Alrighty. Alright. First of all, this dude, Young Tex, I gotta say that his flow is crazy. The way that the cadence, period, is off the chain. I really, really enjoy his flow. The dude, I heard this dude Notes before. I've heard some records he's had before, and he's really dope, too. He's the one doing the singing, rapping thing. He's real dope with it. Kind of reminds me of a Roscoe Dash, kind of. The thing with it, I don't know if it's us tonight, but I'm not hearing I guess a mix. It could be just our boy, because it could just be our boy, I'll be honest with you, because it's kind of acting up. But aside from the mix, because I couldn't hear it, could be, I really think it's on my end. I really do. But I like the production. I really like the production. I like what everybody was saying and how they wrote the verses. The only thing I would say on this is it may be our ends, but I would say probably get a better mix and master on it. The song was really long, too, so you want to make sure anytime you're sending over a song, even if it's your single or I'm not sure. Well, it goes back to what you're trying to do with the record, too. If it's a promo record, if it's a single, if it's a mixtape, if it's an album joint, so you want to make sure that it's not too long because you want to keep your listeners engaged, in which luckily because of the quality of the hook and the way that you guys rolled the track, I was engaged and I didn't fall, you know. It was no problem, so I really enjoyed it from beginning to end. But I just think that the quality, something with the quality, probably can get a better quality on the joint. But I think, it could be our end. I'm not sure tonight. I'm not sure. But I enjoyed everybody on there and the way that they flowed. So we'll see.
With that joint right there, all right. The hook, extra strong. Like,
mm-hmm.
The hook is off the chain. The hook in the track, off the chain. The last nigga on the track, off the chain. Like, the first two, to me, they had too many words for that track. Like, too much rhyming for that track. You know what I'm saying? Too much that somebody would have to follow. You know what I'm saying? The last dude is hitting those what he's saying is not a bunch of stuff in the middle. Like, he's telling you, dun, 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 you know what I'm saying? Like, you can basically, you don't have to speed listen to his rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And it matches the hook better. Like, if you come up on a hook like that, it's like, so what up? And then somebody comes like, something with me. Immediately, the listener is like, okay, shit, I got to follow this dude's verse. You know what I'm saying? So they get kind of like taken away by that. Now, if this shit is banging in the club, which I can hear it in the club because the hook is so crazy, there's no way you want to do that on that track. You don't want to even take them down that path. Even though you might be a lyrical cat that can really spit and really go crazy, I think that every time somebody does a track, they should see and envision what they want that track to do. Not all tracks, you have to display your talent. That hook is so strong that you come on that hook after, you know, wear that crown of what up. Hey,
mm-hmm.
What up, my son? And I got something with a boat, and I hit what, nah, someone's waiting for me, and I got a brother. You know, now you're taking them mm-hmm. on a whole nother road off of that hook. And when you got a strong hook like that, you got to keep that cadence with that hook. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit will ride all the way through. Like O said that it didn't lose her, it lost me. Like the first two cats lost me. But then the third cat brought me back. It probably brought me back even more because he sounded more like what the hook sounded like. And the hook was so strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think anytime you got a hook like that, man, especially when you got them effects on that shit like that, if somebody comes in with their voice kind of like speed rapping, it just, not saying that the lyrics wasn't good, it just don't match what went on in the hook. And a lot of people don't have strong hooks. So when they come off some shit and start speed rapping, it may upgrade the track. You know what I'm saying? But that hook right there, whoever came up with that hook, that's a strong hook, man. And I just think the song needs to stay in play with that hook.
And the production is good, too. And I just really feel like I really can't break down these past two records because I really can't hear and I don't know what's going on in my hand or what the deal is.
Yeah, the mix definitely is, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying as well. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, like, you're hearing enough to even be able to say, I can't even hear that part.
Oh, you can't even hear that much. Okay.
I can't hear it. Like, I cannot hear the lyrics at all to even know what's going on or whatever. It's more so I'm hearing the productions and the hooks. That's all I'm hearing. So I don't know what's going on this end, but
it might be some type of glitch.
It's got to be something on this end.
Just for the constructive, the feedback that we're given, when you in the studio and you doing records and somebody comes up with a strong hook, it's almost like Rocco's song. You don't even know it. Just imagine if he would have came off of that hook trying to speed rap somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes you off of that hook, and then it takes you to having to listen the way what he's spitting on, you don't even know it. Like, you're listening without having to listen. You hear every... That monster truck sit tall as fuck. He's like talking to you like, boom, I'm hearing what this dude, every word he's saying off this joint is precise to the point. He ain't trying to, you know, exercise lyricism and everything. He came right off that solid-ass hook and beat the shit out of them verses with that same type of cadence, you know what I'm saying? And that's what makes for hit records. Same shit with that Trinidad James. People want to mock him all they want. But that hook is Craig Gold on it, man. He came right on. This ain't for no fun. So niggas can follow it and bounce with it the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Soon as you start zooming, now they got to follow that. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I said. Like, what I heard when I was listening to it was that the first two cats was a little bit faster. The last cat brought it a little bit back to more of the speed of that hook.
I totally, I'm listening, I follow you, and I rock with what you're saying on that, I do. I got to go back and listen to these joints outside of the queue because I just can't do it tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
I don't know what's going on with it. Like I said, it could be the records themselves.
And we want to give them a fair review, so make sure everything is good before we keep on playing records that we, you know, can't hear the way we need to be hearing them, you know what I'm saying?
We need to hear them, and I think that, and like I said, or it could just be the records themselves, and that's important because you never know. You gotta be able to hear them, and everybody, it doesn't matter, like, what device, if it's on your iPhone, if it's on the computer, if it's on the radio, like, it's got to be able to, it may not be massive, but it's got to be able to, that quality has to be able to push through and through all of that. So people can hear it and give its fair judgment and give you that opportunity. Because if you can't hear it, you know, I don't say I get lost because, of course, I'm tuned in tonight, but an executive in A&R would have not continued to play. So I'm not sure if it, like I said, I don't know. I have to see. We'll get into this next one, and we'll be able to go from there. I'm on that by the deputy, his second one, and then next we'll do Cannon's second round. So here's the deputy again. He did throw it back earlier. Here's I'm on that. Go before Tina Cut.
Yeah. Deputy.
Fresh shit, I'm on that, yeah. Guest list, I'm on that, yeah. Cash flip, I'm on that, yeah. Bad bitch, I'm on that, straight shot, I'm on that. When that bass drop, I'm on that, yeah. My block, I'm on that, hold up. Don't stop, I'm on that,
hey.
Down south, it's OG.
Woo.
West coast, it's hyphy.
Woo.
East coast, it's wavy.
Woo.
All around, they go crazy.
Fresh
shit, I'm on that,
oh.
Guest list,
oh.
I'm on that,
oh.
Cash flip,
oh.
I'm on that,
oh.
Bad bitch,
oh.
I'm on that,
I'm on, right? Stack more bills than phone light. The Deceased beats, I'm a Chief Keef.
And that's that shit they don't like.
Yeah.
slow-minded don't get me. So like the Breakfast Club, they envy. We got bitches singing our songs. Everything good on R&B. GQ, I'm in the fly suits. Italian like the Mobster Crew. I ain't got time for these lying groups. Too much pride like a lying group. I see a bad bitch with a bad bitch looking at me like, what you trying to do? Menage? Question mark. Yeah, that was what I'm into. Spin shit to make them all stop. Ain't nobody checking for when y'all drop. I'm a boss, nigga. See a bartender. It's the only way you niggas ever call shots. I bet they all flop. Listen to this shit, they net it all hot. I'm like Kevin James playing Paul Blart. Cause I'm shoes in the motherfucking mall cop.
Fresh shit, I'm on that. Yeah. Guest list, I'm on that. Yeah. Cash flip, I'm on that. Yeah. Bad bitch, I'm on that. Straight shot, I'm on that. When that bass drop, I'm on that. Yeah. My block, I'm on that.
Hold up.
Don't stop, I'm on that.
Hey.
Down south, it's OG.
Woo.
West coast, it's hyphy.
Woo.
East coast, it's wavy.
Woo.
All around, they go crazy.
Fresh
shit, I'm on that.
Oh.
Guest flip, I'm on that.
Cash
flip, I'm on that. Cash flip, I'm on that. Bad bitch, I'm on that.
Say this the anthem.
Yeah.
She calling me handsome. She got a white girl that's with her. Look like Scarlett Johansson. They twerking, they dancing like Marilyn. I'm the man, son. When it comes to clubs, like taking something in, want money to return our ransom.
Oh,
so fresh shit.
I'm on that.
Guest list.
I'm on that.
You ain't heard about debt. Must be living in a box like Bobby Womack.
Yeah.
I stick something my mouth in. When I hit La Ocean, a dolphin. I be coasting, I be stroking. Then it's to the head like ibuprofen. This nigga sick like Ivy poking. All in his arms and hitting the veins. These niggas jocking, all of them lame. No Dr. Dre, but I put them on game. Everybody know me up in this bitch. Got all my homies up in this bitch.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
all wear
yeah,
rollies
yeah.
up in this bitch.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
just doing us until we get rich.
Fresh shit, I'm on that.
Yeah.
Guest list, I'm on that.
Yeah.
Cash flip, I'm on that.
Yeah.
Bad bitch, I'm on that. Straight shot, I'm on that. When that bass drop, I'm on that.
Yeah.
My block, I'm on that.
Hold up.
Don't stop, I'm on that.
Hey.
Down south, it's OG.
Woo.
West coast, it's hyphy.
Woo.
East coast, it's wavy.
Woo.
All around, they go crazy.
Fresh
shit, I'm on that.
Oh.
Guest list, I'm on that.
Oh.
Cash flip,
oh.
I'm on that.
Oh.
Bad bitch,
oh.
I'm on that.
Oh.
I'm on that.
I actually could hear that record, but I'll let you go ahead and do the feedback real quick on that joint.
Nah, that cat got it right there. You know, that cat got it. Like, that cat got charisma. That cat got cadence. That cat got bars. You know what I'm saying? Wordplay is crazy. Like, you know, once again, you know, that's the guy that I talked about earlier. He displayed it again even more. You know what I'm saying? Like, this cat got lines that make you say, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he's never losing you with the flow. The shit is staying how it's supposed to stay, right in the middle of that track. Like, in the pocket is what we call it. You know what I'm saying? His shit is definitely in the pocket, man. He's not losing you off the hook. You know what I'm saying? And he's beating you down with bars that you don't have to say. What did he say? Like, you hear it and immediately go, oh, shit, okay. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the deputy, man. He definitely got that flow, definitely understand hooks. You know what I'm saying? So I think he got the whole package, man, from what I'm hearing. And his shit sounded super clean right there, so.
I had to back door and I agree with you. It definitely, I was able to hear the quality of the record. So I think the first two, well, the past two, we on this one now, but the past two definitely need a better mix on the joint. And like you said, I do believe that the deputy has something special. All of the artists tonight, and shout out to all you guys that are sending in your music and getting this. This is how we do it, the Lab Review. We want you to be the best. We want to put out the best music because our celebrity guests come on the show. We have several opportunities, so it's important to get the best and play the best and be the best, especially when you're going so hard. Like, you guys are putting your music out and promoting and wanting it to be heard, so why not have it be the best that it can be? I like that record, too. Throwback is my favorite. If I could pick a single, I would pick Throwback because that gets the fellas, that gets the women. But I like I'm On That Too. That's a great follow-up record. That's a great record to put out. It's Club Ready. That's pretty much all it is to it with that. So shout-out to the deputy again.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought it cut you off for a minute.
Shout out to Duffy on that record, so we'll go ahead and play Candace next new one. And I got to apologize to everybody if I'm off my game tonight. I'm over here doing five and one right
you
now.
You know, it's one of those nights, in case they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have the nights. Internet radio, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that have different stations on internet radio. So sometimes the interface might not be working properly, and then we got to troubleshoot on the back end while we're talking to you guys, you know what I'm saying? And that's what Onyx is doing right now. So, you know, if you hear, you know, anything that, you know, might not sound like it's supposed to be there or whatever, it's because we're sitting over here definitely trying to make sure everything goes through the right way, you know what I'm saying, and that we can hear the records the right way, that we can get them in queue on time and things of that nature. So, you know, just apologies first and foremost, but appreciate y'all for continuing rocking, you know what I'm saying, and braving through it with us, because we don't know when this shit going to happen, but when it do, we got to handle it just like anything
okay.
else, you know what I'm saying?
Bye. That's the thing about being broadcasting live. Ain't no cut, ain't no pause or nothing. We'll go ahead and get to this next record. This is Candace again with Bombs Away, and Candace just got it. Just make sure that they know. All right, so let's go ahead and drop Bombs Away. Let's see what it do. Go before
yep.
Tina cut. Because I think it's something with her sending. Because I heard I saw a YouTube visual of Candace, and it was perfect quality. I was really impressed. I actually hit it back and was like, yo, yes, let's, you know, send over your music personally, you know, not personally, but DMing and whatnot. So I definitely think it's something within your email, Candace, from maybe sending out that blast, sending blast out or forwarding. We got to get a solid mix, solid quality record so that we can move forward and play your joints, because they sound like you got heat. I just can't hear it. So I don't know if it, and I switch phones and everything, so I'm really trying to make some things work over here, but I couldn't get to it. I think it's something wrong with the email and whatnot when you know, it's diminishing the quality from sending it so many times over the email. So what do you think, Golden?
From what I hear from Candace is I like her voice a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I like her flow a lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering, like, right now with Candace, because I'll give you an example. When you hear a great voice like that, her voice could cut through a track. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them nice female voices on a track. Sometimes females get on the track and you just like, oh, I don't like her voice when she raps. Her voice, like it when she raps. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, okay, I want to hear her. I want to see what she's doing on the track. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to her ad-libs on this one. You know what I'm saying? I can see that she's actually putting effort into the verse. Only thing I could say about that is that this is where A&Rs used to be great. You know what I'm saying? Like, when labels were structured as labels, A&Rs would basically be like, listen, even Biggie Smalls, the biggest artists that everybody loves have A&Rs. You know, if you know Biggie's story, he wanted to make a song like this, but Puff was like, nah, make Juicy. Trust me. Juicy, you know what I'm saying? That used to be the role of these cats because they knew how you would sound coming across a certain way to the public. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to people that rap, millions and millions that rap around the world, a lot of artists want to make music and say, I make music for myself and that's all good. But at the same time, the ones you're sending out, they kind of got to be planned. You know what I'm saying? So when you sending out music to the world, it's like, okay, I want the world to do it, say what I say, get into me, get into who I am, get into my voice, get into my whole movement, right? So when Candace is saying stuff like bombs away, I drop bombs, like if you've never heard of her yet, you feel what I'm saying? Like you can't say that, yeah, Candace drops bombs, because you might have heard one of a song. You feel what I'm saying? So the second time around, after hearing a whole tape or something, and then you heard, like, yo, this girl could spit, and then you hear this song, it has a whole different meaning to you. Me, for the first time, for me hearing it, it don't have that same meaning to me because I'm like, okay, I haven't heard her spitting yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear her a project or something. So if it's something that somebody's sending me saying, hey, play this, this is something I'm pushing as my single, then it has to be something that's not saying that, like, you've been around for a while and I heard of you. A lot of people will say, like, they use a Jay-Z quote in a line that Jay-Z used on his third album. That's not what he used on first coming out the gate. You know what I'm saying? He was putting first coming out the gate, like, anybody relate to this lifestyle, then you relate to this. And that's what made street niggas like, yo, niggas can't fuck with this kid. You know, niggas can't, yo, this nigga is, he's speaking for us. This is, you know what I'm saying? So when people personalize something and they say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, then the world has to know that you're doing that. Unless it's something like, how you dress or how you feel, and you know what I'm saying? But the bombs away, I drop bombs, it's going to be like, okay, I want to hear more music from her before I could decide that Candace drops bombs. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I see that is not even a wrong thing. It's just a direction thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody should be sitting in the studio like, okay, boom, this is something – everybody's going to be able to relate to Candace. So get on the mic, use that great voice, and spit this shit to them so they can feel it. You know what I'm saying? And I go to studio after studio after studio. Trust me, you hear it all the time. It's always the people that are in there that are willing to be produced by somebody that they're in there with that end up coming out with a hit record. Or if they're not being produced, they're speaking about some shit that everybody's going on. For Migos, for example. Like, these guys said they do songs in their house, like tremendous amounts of songs. When you hear songs like Bando and you coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, how many niggas in the street gonna relate to that trap house shit? But now they use a whole completely different word to say hustling in the house. They call it a Bando. So now everybody's listening to it like, I fuck with them niggas. Because all them young trap niggas is the ones that they fuck with. and they can all relate. But if they would have came out saying how hot they were and nobody knew who they was, they'd be like, who are they? That's the only thing I got to say about that Kansas stuff, because I hear her voice winning. I can hear her on a track. You know what I'm saying? You can hear certain shit. And then I don't want it to be like, okay, there's no direction with her project. You know what I'm saying? Because she could win. I can hear her voice on big tracks. And I can't say that about every female voice that I hear. That's all I got to say. And if I was so passionate about that, it's because I've seen that happen before, especially with female rappers.
Most definitely. No, I hope that that she is receptive to the feedback as well as her team, because they do seem to be moving. And like I said, I just hate that tonight I can't get in the groove because I cannot really hear on this end. And mind you, I'm calling in from a whole nother line and a host line and working this board over here in this cue board, so I can't hear. I can hear enough, but not enough for me to be okay, this is what you're talking about. I mean, how I usually do, breaking down verses and picking out key phrases
right.
and whatnot. I can't do that tonight. So you know, my apologies, but I'm pretty sure that you're, you know, giving great direction and great criticism and feedback as we tend to, you know, agreeing.
And it's, to me, it's not even criticism, or it's not even
they're not
moving. I'm saying if they do that other way, they may even move even faster. You feel what I'm
and
saying?
And that's all it is. I mean,
and that's
you're
all
not
it
the
is,
final.
Right.
And that's all it is. This is not the final.
I worry
test,
not the end all be
it's
all
really
at
not.
All.
It's really
you know
not. It's just having an ear. You know what I mean? And an industry ear, and she just tweeted and said much respect and whatnot. So shout out to her. It's just about having an industry ear and knowing the feel for things, knowing somebody has it. I know for sure that we had a couple records that weren't singles in particular, so I can
right.
speak on that because I'm looking at them and uploading. But again, I just can't go in depth on these verses tonight because I can't hear them, so I don't know. Some of them I can hear. Some of these songs I can hear. Some of them I can't. I haven't done anything different, so I'm not sure about that. But, you know, we can move
hopefully
forward.
Hopefully that board get right. Hopefully that board get right, man, because,
yeah,
I hate
so.
When we can't
hopefully.
Hear the music the right way, but you know what I'm saying? I actually heard that one. I heard that one pretty well, the Bombs Away joint that was just there. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I was really listening, you know, for her verses because I really like her tone, you know what I'm saying? So, but the music on this one wasn't as cleaner as the Deputies. And see, different things, too. When you're in the studio, like he could be getting his shit mixed down on the SSL. Who knows, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's going to come across way different. But like Onyx said, a lot of the times when it does do something, it's the board, you know what I'm saying? There may be a lot of people going through the site right now or something like that.
That's
but,
right. And when we
just
have a lot of
with
people
us,
listening
you know
to our show, when we have a lot of people listening to
oh,
the show
course.
Sometimes, we have a lot of callers calling in too, and that's kind of putting into my time as well. I mean, shout out to everybody that's calling, but it gets an overload. It's crazy. You know, you get more than 100, 200 people listening, and it starts getting crazy. So you can only do so much. And that's just the honest truth. I mean, it is what it is. But I'd be happy to go back and listen to these records outside of the queue and go from there. But I'm pretty sure, like I said, I'm pretty sure the feedback that you're giving based on what you're seeing and the points that you made are, you know, something that I would do the same, all the same. So, here's a record I know quality is on point, and this is the one that I wanted you guys to listen to. This is called Tongue Surfing. This is Chevy's music featuring Asian Barbie, Virginia, and myself. So we're going to see right now. I'm about to see again, and this quality better be on point because it most certainly rocks in every other outlet. So we'll see what it do. You guys can give me feedback, call, and let me know if I'm not rocking on point. Tweet me and all of that. So here it is, Tongue Surfing on Global 14 The Cut, featuring yours truly. I'm the third verse. Let's go.
So ladies, I know you enjoyed your experience, but I I need to know firsthand how'd you enjoy it. I know y'all was feeling me. I see your legs still shaking, walking in. Cause I was trying to go deep in your waters. Tongue like a board. Just surfing. Here come a big wave.
I see you staring at me. Baby, do you got me? Don't get me all excited. My legs open wide. Put your tongue deep inside. Cause you can't even bite it. Baby, take my clothes off. Cause I wanna go home. Got my legs quivering and shaking. Daddy, make me scream.
Lady Global 14, the cut, that's tongue surfing. I'll let you speak on that, Golden. I don't think
tongue
I need to.
Tongue surfing. Nah, you know, and I'm not being biased, man, because, you know, Onyx is my peoples, man. I really, when I first heard this song, thought that the girl on the third verse did it the best as far as cadence and smoothness, and then I found out that it was Oh. You feel what I'm saying? The first girl, the concept of the song is dope, you know what I'm saying? The first girl I had thought was a little pitchy when I first heard it, and then, you know, hearing it through here, I kind of heard the same thing. Second and third verse was a little bit smoother to me. Concept of the song, the track, everything was dope. But, like, one thing that I noticed when I first heard this song is that when the guy is in the back with the telephone effect on his voice, there's some things he's saying that you have to compliment around what he's talking about in them ad-libs. And there's some, like, on the first, that goes right through what he's saying, and that didn't mix well. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the points where I kind of heard, like, okay, like, he's talking while she's singing. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't really, but that didn't happen like that in the third, your verse, and the girl in the second verse. So that's the only thing that I said. You know, when this guy's saying what he's saying in that voice, you know what I'm saying, you also kind of want to hear what he's talking about, because he's complimenting what y'all mm-hmm. saying. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
But altogether, the concept of the record is dope. And when I first heard it, I thought, like I said, before I even knew it was Oh, I was like, you know, that third verse came off the smoothest to me. And then it was Oh. So.
I appreciate that. You didn't tell me that. You could have told me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. When you I was going to talk to you off of the, you know, not even on the show. I didn't even know you was going to throw it on the show, because I was going to talk to you off the air about it, because I wanted to give it to some DJs out here. And I was going to be like, you know, was that the final mix of it? Because this is what I heard in the first part. But we never got to get to that point. You played on the show tonight. But we discussed things on the air in front of the audience as well, too. So, you know what I'm saying? She played it on the air, like I said, her third verse I always thought was like the illest on the, and even the ad-libs, you know what I'm saying, with the ooh wee, you know what I'm saying, like, timing is everything on records, you know what I'm saying, and when you know how to let records breathe, they bounce better, you know what I'm saying, because mm-hmm. the beat is doing a certain thing, and everything is an instrument, your voice is an mm-hmm. instrument too, so even though the beat might have horns, drums, sample, percussion, all of that shit, your voice is an instrument on that beat too, so you got to find where that fits, just like you got to find where the snare is, that's panned left, this is panned right,
mm-hmm.
your voice got to be in that middle, and you can't be clashing with what's going on with the music. So I always listen to that, and I, you know, when you sit in labels or anything like that, they call that clean records. Yeah, this is a clean record, because there's no clashing. You know, so when the mix starts happening, the mix gets even better, because everything has its own space. So I always look for people that give records room to breathe, and I think the third verse did that perfectly.
Well, once again, I want to say thank you. I feel like tonight we may have bigged ourselves up a little too much, but, hey, can we do that once a year? It's our show. Can we once a year give pats on the back to ourselves, please? No, you know, seriously. And I want to just say this coming from a writer perspective and a vocalist. I thank you, Golden, for that feedback. I welcome all of y'all's feedback. If you want to hear that record, I could kind of hear it, but it went, so I know it's me, because I could kind of hear it, and then I kind of couldn't. So you guys can actually go to my I'll post a link for the SoundCloud where you can check that record out yourself and get a better listen if you want. And Reverb. And we're getting a couple of tweets back regarding some feedback, too. So my phone's blowing up right now.
I know something's going on. I know it's something
my phone's
going
blowing
on with the board, man.
It is. Shout out to all of the vocalists on the track. And what I want to say to you all, you vocalists, you singers, you writers and whatnot, is that what Golden said is absolutely right. Being that I was, for one, I was faced a lot of objectives when you're asked to be on a record with people that you're not in a group with, and that you're all singing. It's not like everybody had their, you know, a place, like you have your rapper and then you have your hook and that. This is a totally different structure. A male vocalist, like Golden said, talking in the back on a telephone voice, and then you have three female vocalists. And so when two female vocalists are coming on the record a certain type of way,
you have to do something at the end to make sure you keep people engaged. You have to do something at the end to make sure people get an opportunity to hear you do something different, like a TLC kind of vibe. You know what I mean? They all had their own little swag with it. And so that is the way that was written. You know, it just, there's a certain way that it has to be wrote. There's a certain way it has to be recorded and laid down so that, like Golden said, everybody can hear the dude in the background doing the voice. They can hear the record. They can get the point of what needs to happen. They can hear the beat drop. So just enough, not too much, but, you know, just to ride out like that when you're doing those kind of joints. So it's a bedroom joint, so you got to be chilling, but you got to do your thing, you know? And that's it.
You got to do your thing, and that's it.
Let's go ahead and go to your artist, Flash Garments. I haven't heard this record, so I have it, and hopefully I can hear it. It's so frustrating for me tonight.
Yeah, I hope so, but I'll be sending it to you soon, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a final mix on it. We just tested it out in the clubs and the parties, man. We got some great feedback on it. Simple record, you know what I'm saying? We definitely wanted to do a simple record. You know, regarding, you know, this joint's called What the Fuck You Thought, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? This is my artist, Flash Garments, man, you know what I'm saying? We'll be letting you know more about him on shows to come. Like Onyx said, we don't ever, ever play our own shit or play what we're dealing with.
No,
like,
we don't, never. Because
we could really just be like, yo, like, I got a new joint out with Sean Price right now that's on MTV. You know, I could be like, yo, check out the joint that's on MTV right now. Here it is. Like, it's really on there right now. But we don't even be like, yo, let's do that, because this show is not about that. You know what I'm saying?
This show
is about building a community of people that do music so that we can all listen to each other and collaborate and get with each other and do different things. You know what I'm saying? So that's what The Cut's always been about. But like Anna said, this is probably the first time in a year, you know, that we even played our own shit on here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this Flash Garments, man, it's my man, my dog, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck you thought?
Enough to start my own clothing line. With all of this designer, I'm on autopilot. The way they got you dressed, you should kill your stylist. The sexy straps are gold, black Balenciaga. Red bottoms like the center of a target. Bullseye, I see you hoes scoping. Watch, Call of Duty, you know I'm locked and loaded. My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short. My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short.
Tom Hanks, I'm on that Da Vinci code.
Artistic.
True Religion, denim and Da Vinci clothes. Balmain bikers, I'm an outsider. I keep a large amount of hoes, I'm a firefighter.
Black,
let me touch it, is it real? Be my main tweet.
Let go, let go.
Had it like a shirt, I got on long sleeves. Put my name right on that check, let me know it's real. Christian Louis Vuitton to Don, I'ma foot the bill. Without team Jordans ain't the move, ain't nobody looking. I provide neck braces for this rare footage. I call it hood by air, I'm in a Pyrex. These are samples.
yeah. My outfit on a 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short. My outfit on a 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short.
Already, Flash Garvins. Say it because
yes,
you don't like to curse. What's the title of the song?
I
like to curse, so can you say the title of the song?
What the fuck you thought? Yeah, so I criticized that joint. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of feedback, but I test records, you know what I'm saying, before I even final mix records. Like, that's always been a protocol of mine, to go into venues where the shit don't have to be super, super crisp yet and just see how people rock to it. So I did that after we did this record, and just to see how people fuck with the hook. I like to see how people fuck with the hook. You know what I'm saying? The hook means a lot to me, because that's just what it is. It's a hook. So when it was playing and you could see people saying it and they don't even know who the record is, like my outfit on 100, like I remember being in a little party that I tested it in, and this little dude was in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had to be like 22, 21. When he was saying it, and he was looking at his outfit, dusting off his shoulders and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, cool. I like that interaction with the records. And I seen a bunch of kids like, you know, my outfit's on 100. What the fuck you thought? Like, they talking to the girls saying that shit. So I was like, okay, then this is a cool record. You know what I'm saying? So now we going to go back in and mix it up the way it needs to be mixed up, get the shit pumping the way it needs to be pumping, and then just throw it out there. But, like I said, simple record, man. Two verses, a catchy-ass hook. You know what I mean? You'll be surprised what that type of shit does these days. So we always want to, you know, even though we make thought-provoking records, and we are a production team, so we have to make records for everybody. We do not exclude, like, oh, we might not like, nah. Like, if we can make a jamming record that we think people are like, we're going to make that record. And that's what we went in and did with Fuck You Thought.
I thought it was definitely a club banger, something to get me crunk. You know, I kind of like how I'm going to be that one to curse, but love a hood record, love smoking and drinking. I love the hood joints. Like, I'm not going to get into my background and my story and all that, but, you know, people change, and this is what it is. You can't take that from me. I love them joints. So anything like that, a Jeezy, or can get me crunked up, that language, all of that gets me hype, and I love it. So I really enjoyed it. I'm mad that you just now sending that, and I'm just now hearing it, because I'll be playing that. I will be getting ready.
I'm gonna get you the final mix of that, and we're gonna be done with that shortly, because I know you're gonna spread it out there the way it should be spread out there. And like I said, that's one thing. Like, we just got records that sometimes we go in test mode, man. And you know, like the things I'm saying, I learned this from being in the studios from back in the day, like, you know, a youngster in the 90s or late 90s, early 2000s, where these cats was in there strategizing records, you know what I'm saying? Like, or if you listen to Motown, if you look at the old Temptations movie, when Berry Gordy was bringing in those people with pens and pads, and you know what I'm saying, they were actually a quality assurance team that what didn't work for the label, so they wasn't biased, you know what I'm saying? They was people that was like, would you buy this record? Would you spend your last dime to buy this record other than something to eat type shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made their record so great, because nothing left out of there. The problem with today's music is anybody can make music and put it on the internet. So there's no quality control to anything that's out there. That's why they'll be like, yo, how's this nigga made it? This nigga sucks. Well, that nigga made it because he consistently just made music, and there's some fans out there that liked his shit and start supporting his shit. But I'm from that old school era where it's like, okay, I want to see how people rock to the record. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to put it dead on in the middle of some shit where we don't know nobody and see what happens. And then if I get the feedback that I like, then, okay, boom, we going back to the last stage and putting that record out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much in a nutshell why you don't have it right now. But you know I'm going to send that to you, like, ASAP as soon as that joint get finalized. Actually, we got a few joints. We got a few joints you're about to get. So, you know I'm always excited because I know what you're going to do with them when you get them. So.
Yeah, most definitely. I shoot it to the masses for real and my people. But I want to let you guys know, we had a tweet, and we can end the show after this because it's just, you know, we're going to have to end it, and that's what it's going to be for tonight. And we back next Wednesday at Global 14. The Cut is a Twitter. You guys can follow that Twitter at Global 14 The Cut. And the site at Global 14 is a Twitter, global14.com, Jermaine Dupree's Global 14 social network. And I do want to let you guys know that, yes, if we do say check out this record, check out this artist, what do you think? So he tends to respond to that, and more so on global14.com. So if you're not happy with any type of feedback or criticism or whatnot, that's okay. Not criticism, it's constructive criticism, but you definitely want to get an outside opinion, an industry ear to listen. I'm actually going to go back and listen to these records myself when we get off the air. But we have a tweet. I don't know which record you're referring to, Ed Sev, the producer, he said, great feedback, but if we can continue to follow what people did, everything is going to remain the same. He said, most of the bangers on the radio now are because of the amount of spins it gets, not the hood support. So I'm not sure what record he's referring
what
to.
What did he say? What does it say again?
Something about most of the records that are played. He said it was great feedback, but I don't know which record he's referring to. He said, most of the bangers on the radio now because of the amount of spins it gets, not the hood support. And so what I want to say, because I want to let you know that we did see the tweet, and thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Shout out to you. It looks like you're a producer. If you produced any of the tracks that were played tonight, they were on fire. So we loved all of the tracks, the production for sure. So shout out to you if you did any of these records tonight.
Definitely. Go ahead and elaborate on
that. Yeah, let me just get my two cents on it real quick. What you said is, hold on. Okay, just in general, I think that there is no right way or wrong way to do music. Musicians limit themselves by following suit. Okay, I feel you on all that. And we touched on that. You may have not heard us when we touched on that. And I'm pretty sure you're a new listener, so you're not kind of familiar with, you know, the way that we rock and inform artists. But this is what we're doing right now tonight is more so of a live A&R review. So if these people, when they send their record, they say they're the hottest thing, they want Jermaine Dupree to sign them, they want a record label to sign them, they send over their hottest record. Okay, so tonight is about send me your best, hottest record. Send that over. We're going to tell you if you're getting that check right now, today. You know what I'm saying? What it is that there's a lane and there's a market for every type of music. So it's not so much about following suit. And it's, of course, the songs that are on right now, they get spins, but that's because it's supply and demand. So if you're trying to break into the mainstream industry, it depends on what lane you're doing. If you're trying to do a single, mixtape, promo, if you're trying to be indie with distribution, you're trying to be mainstream artists, get signed. Like, first of all, off top, it depends on what lane you're going in, what direction you're going in. Secondly, I don't know anything about the hood support. I'm not sure where that came from because I didn't say anything about the hood supporting. But you definitely want to have, because we talk about going outside of your hood and getting support. So I'm not sure where that came from. But you definitely want to, the reason these songs are on the radio is because of the number of spins, but it's also because that's what's in demand. And it's a business. And if you're talking about musicians and artistry and all that, that's fine. Like, if you want to do nightclubs all your life and just be on your musician tip and play the guitar, because I play guitar too. So don't get it twisted. If I wanted to just play guitar and do that, that's what I do. But if you're talking about making music for the masses, making music that can be international level and received, respectfully from everybody, you definitely need to make something that people can relate to. again, everything has its market and its place. I mean,
right.
It's like Kendrick Lamar. Like, he even makes songs for you for the radio, but he's still Kendrick Lamar. So I'm not sure.
No, I hear what he's saying, but I think he
well, what song is he referring to?
I think he was referring more to the feedback of, you know, the following suit. No, it's not about following suit, but, brother, because, like I said, if he was listening, I said that you might hear people on the radio that you say, hey, that kid sucks, but why is
mm-hmm.
he on the radio? He's on the radio because of his consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Spins are paid for by the major record label. So when you're an independent artist, your shit has to travel somewhere to make it to the radio. It has to come
yeah.
from either big internet support or it got to come from big street support. Because if you don't got the label backing you, then your shit is not getting taken up to the radio station with a budget behind it. So when shit gets spent into your head, it's because somebody made that play from the label like, yo, this needs to go in rotation this many times a day. Independent artists are sending their records up here. So when we're talking to independent artists that don't got no radio budgets, they need to have either a marketing budget, they have to have a groundswell in the hood, or they got to have a groundswell on the internet. Either way, you got to have real estate that you conquered on the web or in the street, because the only reason they going to rock your record like that is if it's in demand from somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? So
it's about
that's
money.
What,
they're
it,
in the business
it,
to make. You know, radio is in business to make money.
I think he was talking about, like, there's no wrong or right way to make music. And also, you gotta think about this too, fam. If you don't want to last and you just want to make some money, name the artists out there that you think suck that stay around for a long time. They could get one hit and blow up, but they ain't going to be around 3 years later. They're not going to be around 2 years later. So if your plan is to make money and you want to try to just get a song out there and blow, good luck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or
I don't know.
If your plan is to be a musician or an artist that lasts in the game, then you need to be following some sort of suit. You need to be listening to people that did it before, that the same people you listening to 10 years from now. A lot of songs that cats had liked 2-3 years ago, you don't even see those artists no more. You don't even hear from them. They can't even get a budget to do nothing. The other day, one of my homies is like, yo, man, why niggas ain't putting out an OJ the Juice Man album? I used to love that nigga. You got to go ask the label why they won't cut him no money. So now he out here on the grind doing his own thing, getting that hood swell back up, getting that street swell back up, because that's the only thing that's going to make people cut that check by saying he's in demand. You feel what I'm saying? So you definitely don't want to say make what you want, anything can blow, if you plan on being around a long time. What I always say is every person you see on television, just know it's about a million out there that's failing at the shit. There's somebody that just lost their family because they was in the studio all the time. It's somebody that just went broke, spending countless hours in the studio and never got nothing back for it. It's a bunch of those stories that people don't hear. And when you're planning on winning, you always got to know how can I not lose? You feel me?
Exactly.
So I never agree with artists not paying attention to the winners. You
yeah,
got it.
I'm
not saying you got to follow them tooth for tooth, but if you don't know some of their strategies, then you lining yourself up to be that one-hit wonder, and you don't want to do that.
And that's what's up, and that's square biz. And obviously, because now that I'm glad that he opened this little conversation up real quick, this topic, and brought that up, because there's other people that's listening that may not grasp the fact of exactly what it is. Unfortunately, it is a business. So, again, back to supply and demand. They're in business to make money. Labels are not here to make you rich and to make you – you're not even going to get the best deal. Like, you have to – this is a business. Like, I don't understand. And radio is not in business to break artists. They don't break artists. The radio is in business to sell advertisements. So that's what they do. They sell advertisements, and then they play records. And those records are, like Golden said, pushed through the labels, and they put that out, Cumulus and all of the other you know, networks that are out there that push those out, and they sit down weekly, and they have those be certain type of records that have their certain number of spins, and then, though, you know, it, again, it's just the way that it works. It's pay. It's a business. So,
now, if a mix show DJ takes your record from a radio station and bumps your shit to the point where everybody starts liking it, that's different. That wasn't the
radio company. It's a lot of differences.
That was the
with
guy
it.
That heard your record on the street that is employed by the radio station. You feel what I'm saying? Like in Atlanta, you'll hear Greg Street say, yo, if you think you got a hit record, come up to Club Onyx and let me play it. If he like it, he going to tell you to clean it up, and he going to get it on the radio. There's a bunch of Atlanta artists. I can name them. What's the ones that had my partner them? Rich Kids. The only one that you see from there now is I think he rolled with T.I. Crew. He's a part of Grand Hustle. Shad the God. That's actually Rich Kid Shorty, which is T.I.'s cousin. But they had a big record called My Partner Them. They was able to do shows just around Atlanta and make money because that shit spent. But you don't see them now. You feel what I'm saying?
I guess I see that you're a producer, so I would hope that, you know, you're looking to get your records broken, obviously, the people that come out are different. You know, they're different type of artists. You had T-Pain that came out. He was a different type of artist. You have Akon. You have Lady Gaga. You have Britney Spears. You have your Christina Aguilera. But they still categorize them in a certain genre. So within that genre and when that market, you need to be trying to win. This show is not about just everybody share talent and kumbaya talent show. We take this very serious. This is a business, the industry. We about getting this money. We about progressing. We about doing breaking it through and doing innovative things. And so it's not about following suit and whatnot, and it's not about a wrong and right way, but there is a wrong and right way. The quality is not up to par. That's not what's up. Nobody's going to listen to that, period. They're not going to listen to it. It's too many people out here trying to do the same thing. It's not enough people. It's not enough money in the industry, period. Labels don't even have money like they used to back in the day. So if you're really trying to get there, then no, you do. Quality does need to be up to par. You do need to have a radio edit version. You do have to follow some rules. In every business, there's order and structure. You can't just go as you please and then expect results to happen. Going against the grain and all that is cool, but everybody can't be trying to save hip-hop. Everybody can't be trying to be Prince. You know, you have to have your own, again, that's more so following suit, just trying not to do what you know works. I don't understand if you know this floor plan works, why not take that opportunity? But, again, you can, like Golden said, be in the hole 10,000 and 10 years later and not have accomplished anything because you want to go against the grain and do your – I don't understand. You at least build a fan base, and at that point you're following suit. Because every artist has built a fan base up in some form of fashion. So
that's the point.
It's the same, so I don't know.
But you might just not be a more polished artist, which is cool.
I don't know what's going on.
Because I tell an artist every day, right now, point blank period, if you want to make money, build your own fan base, whether it's on the internet.
Period.
I'll give you two names right now that people think is not good. People don't think Lil B's good. People don't think Riff Raff is
good. Exactly.
But these guys they made it.
Soulja Boy.
Lil B sold out Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. People always shit on him. Riff Raff, this man is touring I don't know how many different places. People always shit on him. What they did is different. They were on your internet every fucking time you turned around. Damn near 8 videos a month to these blogs. I'm talking about if you go look at how many videos these guys got on YouTube, they carved out a piece of real estate on the web. They were on every blog
you
went on. To make
it impossible for you to miss
them.
Exactly.
So now you're not going to have
people
like quality music all the time. You're going to have some young people that just fall in love with them themselves. Like, I love Lil B because of the way he dressed or the way he looks. I love Riff Raff because it's corn braids and he's white and he looks like he's black and da-da-da-da. So you'll listen to anything they put out. But guess what? They got a fan base. So
they
now they're
base
worth
like
something. They're worth something. So either they step their music game up or they fall off because they can't sustain with that shit because people not going to continue wanting to see them if they don't continue to put out or get better. You feel me? And Riff Raff acknowledges this when he says his interviews. He's like, I know I got to get better. But one thing I am good at is marketing the hell out of myself, doing these freestyles, rapping, and this and that and the other. So it's still he's following the suit of what the industry is doing. The labels do it through the radio. The labels do it through shows. They do different things to build the fan base. These guys like Soulja Boy, Riff Raff, Lil B, they did it themselves through the internet. Not everybody's going to be able to do that because there's so many people out there that are trying to do the same thing. So you want to make sure if you're a musician, you at least got quality music. Like, if you're not wanting to strive for quality music, then damn, you it's just another hustle to it, and I hope you get money. But you won't last long.
No, I mean, it's all about, is it a hobby or is it a career, or are we pushing for it to be a career? Is it going to be a source of income? It's all about the goal. That's the number one thing. It's all about the business plan that's in place. That's first and foremost before we even get into everything else that we got into. There's steps that have to be taken. There's positions that need to be on the table. There's talks and discussions that have to happen when you're trying to execute as such. And, you know, It's just the way it is. I don't understand. I mean, following suit is getting a YouTube page. I'm sure many people have a YouTube page. Why not? This is another way to get myself out there. Internet. Everybody I know has a YouTube or a Reverb Nation, a Twitter, a IG. That's following suit. So in some particular cases, like you must do that. You must do these things. Labels are requiring you now to. They want to know. As soon as when we talk to PRs and celebrities and whatnot, the first thing that they say, if they don't know about us, they don't care that it's just Jermaine Dupri. They want to be like, okay, where's y'all show? Where's your stuff? We have to send over reputable numbers. You know what I mean? We have to send over information and data that they only can access online. And that goes to show the credibility. That goes to show the resume and the work that you've done. It's just, I don't understand. I don't understand. So hopefully you can hear where we're coming from, and if you're welcome to keep it going, and we'll hit you when we got time and whatnot, and we can discuss it. You can call in and do it like that. I wish you would have called if you had an opportunity so we could kind of hear where you're coming from. But it's a business, you know, and that's all we're saying. Ain't nothing wrong with being a musician for life and having other activities and skills that you can do. I mean, we wear several hats, but it's all about when you're talking about sending your music into a radio station of a music mogul or of people that have an opportunity to possibly help further you in your career with other projects and things that are going to be in place, you want to send your best of the best. And we listen, and we listen to all genres and all types of music. So it's not a one-track mind over here. It's just about if it's good, it's either good or it's not, you know. And that's just what it is, and that's kind of how the labels see it. They're actually mean with it. They curse at people and break records. I mean, I've seen it. So they don't even want you in their building, you know. So you can't be emotional with it. You can't be passionate, but you can't be emotional. You can't take things to heart. You have to come with tough skin in this industry, and that's what's going to help separate the strong from the weak, and that's how you're going to, you know, progress, and that's just what it is. It's just not for everybody at the end of the day. The industry part of it, not the talent, but the industry part of it. And that's it.
That's it?
That's it. Well, I got to go because I got to get ready to do my interview with 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas. So shout out to everybody in Texas holding it down. That's where I'm from. You guys can follow me at Onyx254. I'm pretty much on everything. And Global 14 The Cut, we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Go ahead and pass the mic to you so you can give out your networks as well.
Oh, hey, so shout out to everybody that done followed me on Twitter during the show, man. I done got
a lot of artists
following me on Twitter right now. So shout out to y'all. We're going to definitely be communicating, man. Shout out to everybody that sent their music in. Yeah, hit me up on Twitter, THAGLUE. at the glue, global14.com, Golden Fleece, and on Instagram, THA Golden Fleece, The Golden Fleece. So holler at me, man, you know what I'm saying? And we could talk records, we could talk money, we could talk production, we could talk bookings, we could talk a bunch of different stuff, man. Like Onyx said, we wear a lot of hats, man. And make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday. You never know who we have on the show. We have a lot of prominent people that come on here, listen to tracks, you know, from people. They may be looking for something, somebody that night. You know what I'm saying? You will never know who we have on the show. We had a stylist last week, man. So all different facets of the entertainment industry we try to give y'all, man. So keep fucking with the cut, you know what I'm saying? And we out of this piece, man. It's a long night.
And
it's in the books. Done deal.
And again, and that's it. And that's what it is. And shout out to Seth, the producer, for tweeting or whatnot. I hope that... Yeah, that was what's up. I appreciate that. Hopefully we...
No, I know what him. I know what Seth was talking about. It's just
oh,
like
I didn't hear.
Oh, he was on there?
No, I'm saying I guess I had totally missed it. Like I said, I'm doing 5-1. Maybe it's me. But I just wanted to stress to everybody listening that it is still a business at the end of the day, and that's what more we're
but
doing
I think
tonight.
I understood where he was coming from. It's like I would say about D4L, like... I didn't know, you know, you don't know that Laffy Taffy was going to become a hit when
it became
a hit record. But
you
then
didn't.
Again, look, where are any of those guys right now? You feel what I'm saying? See, that's what you have to look at. And that's where it goes back to that it's a goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those guys rapping on that joint, they didn't do nothing after that record. You know what I'm saying? Shorty Low was the only one that lasted it because he had money. So he could keep going back into the studio and making more records with his own money. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're looking at the goal and you're trying to follow, like, oh, well, they got a hit record, I wouldn't advise anybody to take those routes because those are the short routes.
Alrighty. Well, I think we went in on it. We have a couple of – there's also some interviews that you guys can go back and listen to where we have the executives on the line with us saying – pretty much the mirroring and saying the same things we're saying as well. So if you want to go and test that out, and feel free, ask JD. Hit him up on Twitter at Jermaine Dupri or go to global14.com, sign up and start a conversation, and let's see what happens. Let's see can we get, you know, open some ears and hopefully open some minds to the business side of things. And that's it. That's it. You good? That's it.
Yeah. Young Maine. 35 riders. Let's go. That's why I look.